Greg Zuerlein's 57-yard field goal in overtime powered the Los Angeles Rams to a controversial 26-23 win over the New Orleans Saints in Sunday's NFC Championship game. The contest was controversial because officials failed to call pass interference or even helmet-to-helmet contact against the Rams' Nickel Robey Coleman late in the fourth quarter, a call that would have allowed the Saints to likely run out the clock and win the game. Afterwards, Robey Coleman talked about the non-call with ESPN.
I didn't look back at the ball. I didn't play the ball. If I would have played the ball, then it would have been a different story. But since I just went straight to him, and when I seen his hands go up and I hit him, I just heard the crowd go crazy, and I was like, oh, this is a flag. And then I got up, he said incomplete. I was like,
The Rams will take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 53 after the Patriots knocked off the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime 37-31 to win the AFC Championship game. Rex Burkhead would score on a two-yard run in that overtime to power New England to the win. Another game, yet another tough loss for the Red Wings, who fall to the Vancouver Canucks 3-2 yesterday in Vancouver. After the game, forward Thomas Vanek admitted that, as well as Detroit played yesterday, this loss a pretty tough one to accept.
Yeah, we were okay, but okay doesn't get the job done again. I mean, it's just very frustrating right now when you play good hockey. You know, we played good in Calgary for the most part. Played really good tonight again, and then the result isn't there, and it's tough.
That clip comes courtesy of Fox Sports Detroit. The Pistons will play their third game in the last 4 days this afternoon as they clash with the Wizards in Washington. That contest will tip off at 2. Coverage can be heard right here on The Ticket. Michigan State looks to remain alone in first place in the Big Ten with a victory over 19th-ranked Maryland tonight at the Breslin Center. That game tips off at 6:30. The 6th-ranked Spartans, the only team to not lose a Big Ten game so far this season. Tennessee is expected to be the number one team in college basketball when the new AP Top 25 poll is released later today. Michigan and Virginia, two teams that had a chance to also move up to number one this week, lost over the weekend. The Wolverines to Wisconsin, the Cavaliers to the former number one, Duke. At the Ticket Update Desk, I'm Tony Ortiz. For more, go to 971theticket.com.